Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. My name is Kirsten Larson, and I'm a part of the InLight Connection team. As you have noticed, Doug and Linda Addison are on sabbatical during this season. We're so glad that you're here tuning in and listening week after week. What you're going to hear next is a clip from one of our mentors. During this season of sabbatical, we are having guest speakers, leaders, and mentors in the body of Christ come in and mentor our partners. It's a beautiful time of prayer, impartation, mentoring, and teaching. You're about to hear a powerful clip from one of those mentoring times. And if you're interested in becoming a part of our partnering community, where you'll be prayed over, mentored, and connected with others in the body of Christ, where you can honor and bless all that Doug and Linda have poured out over the years, but also receive impartation and teaching from these incredible leaders in the body of Christ, you can find out all of that information at dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this next clip from one of our prophetic mentoring sessions.
So we are in the new Hebraic calendar, 5784. How many of you are familiar with the Hebrew calendar? You know, it's not only the Hebrew calendar, but it's the biblical calendar. But even more than the biblical calendar, it's God's calendar. It's God's timing. We step into the decade of the 80s, you know, within the Hebrew calendar. And, you know, oftentimes I hear people say this. I grew up, I'm an 80s child. I don't know if you are, but, you know, I hear a lot of people say the 80s were from Hades. You know, within that decade and what they experience, what we experience. And here we are in God's calendar year in the 80s, feeling like it's from Hades. You know, but I want to tell you, God is shaking up way more than the enemy could ever shake up. And we know when the enemy shakes things, it's for destruction. But when God shakes things up, it's to bring us into perfect alignment and order with what he's doing in the kingdom. But in this year of 5784, we know that we're in the decade of the 80s, which is the decade of the mouth. It's the decade of the pay in the Hebrew letter. We need to continue decreeing and declaring God's word. You know, because heaven is, we exercise heaven's authority with a sound, with a shout. And that's why God always had Judah to go first. Was because they knew how to rout the enemy with the sound, with the declaration, with the decree. And as a prophetic community, we need to continue declaring. We need to continue to declare. And the beautiful thing is God doesn't do anything without releasing and revealing it to the prophets first. But yet there's something about heaven's partnership that when we decree a thing, it shall happen, because we're literally decreeing what's already on the heart of God and what's already being echoed in heaven. We're now releasing and manifesting it here on the earth. And so don't stop prophesying. Don't stop decreeing or proclaiming or declaring. And I've heard through this, a lot of my prophet friends, they said, Tony, I'm not going to be declaring as much as I used to. I said, what's wrong with you? I said, you're a prophet. You're a gift to the body of Christ. I said, you keep declaring and you keep prophesying and let the body of Christ discern whether it's the word of the Lord or not. We operate together as a body of Christ. So as a prophetic community, I'm not talking about presumption, but I'm talking about when you really sense it's from the Lord, decree. And the early church fathers and the prophets within the early church, one of the powerful things about declaration and decreeing is this. Oftentimes when they decreed the word of God. Majority of times in their declaration, you'll find the early church declarations tied into the Psalms. And so we want to decree the word of the Lord, both logos, and rhema. I didn't have time to mute my microphone. It just came out. And so we want to continue to decree. It's a year. It's a decade of the mouth. It's a decade of faith. We need to have faith. I remember December of 2019. I said, Lord, what's this next year going to look like? And he said, this next decade is going to require great faith. And that's not anything we can muster up, or that's not anything that we could emotionally just hype ourselves up in and all that. But we know that it comes through intimacy. We know that it comes through connection with the Lord. And so we want to go deeper with the Lord. There's an invitation for the deep calls on to deep season.
Go to DougAddison.com/time off. We're asking, right now. We're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. And we've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.